I'm simply in awe today. This backdrop behind me, and when the color guard started marching in, I realized this is for real. I'm in awe that I'm even standing here as the 22nd Air Force Chief of Staff, considering I'd only planned to stay in the Air Force 4 years and almost quit the ROTC after the first semester. Yet, here I am, in a position I never thought imaginable. To our Congressional and Department of Defense leadership, our many distinguished guests, family, friends, joint and coalition partners, and men and women of the United States Air Force, good morning. Before going any further, Shireen and I would like to express our gratitude. There are so many that have played a role throughout our Air Force journey and our transition back to the National Capital Region and in today's ceremony. We very much appreciate all you've done and will continue to do. With each leadership opportunity I've had during my Air Force career, I've been extremely honored, blessed, and proud. Today is no exception. I'm honored by your presence today, in person and virtually. This is a special day for the Browns, for the Goldfiends, and for our Air Force. We're honored that you take the time to celebrate with us today. I'm honored by the trust and confidence shown by the President, the Vice President, the Senate, Secretary Esper, Secretary Barrett, General Milley, and General Goldfein, in the abilities of me and Shireen to lead and advocate for our Air Force, our airmen, and their families. I'm honored that Shireen and I are able to follow our friends, Don and Dave Goldfein, as the next Chief of Staff team, and we appreciate all you've done for our Air Force and to get us ready. Finally, I'm honored to continue working with senior leaders from across our Air Force, our joint team, and our allies and partners. Once again, I've been blessed with the opportunity well beyond my own expectations. I've been blessed with the love and support of family. I've been blessed by Shireen's family, who didn't object, as far as I know, when I asked Shireen to marry me. Before Shireen, I was blessed by my family that provided me the right home training before I started my Air Force training. My number one fan and most vocal supporter, my mom, who oddly enough has a fear of flying. My commissioning officer and the most influential mentor in my career, my dad. His wise counsel over the years, to include convincing me not to quit ROTC after the first semester, has been instrumental in my success. I've been blessed by the unwavering support of my sister Stephanie, and to carry with me the influence of my younger brother Kevin. I'm blessed by the many uncles, aunts, cousins, and close friends who have been impactful in my upbringing and development as an officer and a leader. Finally, and most importantly, I've been blessed to have Shireen by my side in support of our sons, Sean and Ross. Shireen had different plans before I married me. She has since committed so much to our family and become a strong advocate for military families. As a result, Shireen's commitment and advocacy, Sean and Ross are both accomplished in their own right. Shireen, Sean, and Ross, your encouragement, love, and support for me and each other has been the cornerstone of our family and instrumental to all of our successes. As I address you today, know that I'm proud. Proud to follow extraordinary leaders of our Air Force. Chiefs of Staff from Spots, to Fogelman, who had the opportunity to serve as his aide, and to Goldfein, who've led our Air Force through Cold War competition and deterrence, through conflicts around the world, and through challenging budget cycles and tough decisions. I'm proud, yet humbled, to be the TSAF 22 and very much appreciate the outpouring support leading up to today's ceremony. This is a very historic day for our nation, and I do not take this moment lightly. Today is possible due to the perseverance of those who went before me, serving as an inspiration to me and so many others. Those like the Tuskegee Airmen, Benjamin Davis Jr., Chappie Janes, Charles McGee, African-American leaders across our Air Force and our military, past and present, to include today's special guest, Mr. Ed Dwight, America's first African-American astronaut candidate. I had a pleasure of meeting you yesterday and great opportunity, and you're quite an inspiration. I appreciate you being here today. It is due to their trials and tribulations in breaking barriers that I can address you today as the Air Force Chief of Staff. To the men and women of the United States Air Force and their families, I'm excited to serve as your Chief of Staff. Building on General Goldfein's three focus areas, I am committed to addressing today's challenges while preparing for the future so we can better compete, deter, and win. To do so, we must no longer defer, but must accelerate the needed change and tough choices we've often discussed. We must develop and empower leaders and provide quality of service and quality of life where our airmen and families can reach their full potential. No doubt, there are challenges ahead that will be difficult, but not impossible. I look forward to working with the Joint Chiefs, providing our best military advice to address challenges the Joint Force faces today and will face in the future. Change will require collaboration with key stakeholders and take leadership at all levels. You can expect my leadership to be framed by the same four tenets I've used throughout my career. Execute at high standard, be disciplined in execution, pay attention to details, and have fun. Working together in accelerating change, I'm confident that our Air Force can continue to be the most dominant and respected Air Force in the world. In closing, I'm extremely honored, blessed, and proud of this tremendous privilege to serve as the 22nd Chief of Staff of the United States Air Force. Thank you so much for joining us today for today's ceremony, and God bless.